Well, joining me right now on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio is a very popular person and a very popular segment. You can go to his website, and many of you have already. www.thejazzcat.net gets you all the information about jazz in the area and probably around the world. The guy stays right on top of everything. As you know, he called in live from the IAJE. He was our Caramel correspondent there. He has conducted some of the best interviews you will ever have, including those right there in the line at the Grammy Awards. He is none other than the Jazz Cat himself. He goes by Leroy Downs. I call him the Jazz Cat, but if you get to know him a little bit, you might be able to call him Leroy as well. And he's got his guest today with him. And this should be a great interview. One of the best jazz people I know right here, Leroy Downs, on the air at Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, live with the Jazz Cat. Go ahead, Leroy.
How you doing, Gary?
All right, terrific. You take it away, man.
Beautiful. Well, you know, we always try to bring you the best in the music, and there's so many great musicians out here, and one who plays the trombone like the master that he is, Mr. Steve Turay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Everything's good.
Good, man. It's always good to hear from you and see you. I just got a chance to check you out here in Los Angeles at the Jazz Bakery with Slide Hampton and another young cat, Andre Murchison.
Andre Murchison?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of my ex-students. He got his master's at Queens College, and I taught him for 2 years, and he graduated 2 years ago. He's been working around New York, and I've seen him from time to time, but I haven't really heard him. And then he came on this performance in Los Angeles. Originally, Delphio Marcellus was supposed to make it, but he got tied up with his brothers. And Andre got the call, and I hadn't heard him in 2 years, and what a pleasance. He's improved so much. It just inspired me to see the growth and, you know, the determination that this young man has.
Yeah, man. You guys were called the United Trombone Summit. That's three generations of bone all together there.
Yeah.
On stage at the same time.
Yeah.
When you play with these cats, Andre Murchison and Slide Hampton, you know, obviously one from the younger generation, one from the older generation, a little wisdom. You still get a chance to learn a few things from both spectrums?
Well, we all learn from each other all the time because, you know, everybody's unique and they have their own things to offer.
Yeah.
And Slide, I've been known Slide since 78. I met him in New York in 78. When he came back from Europe, he was living in Europe for a long time. And I was part of his original world of trombones, which was such a learning experience, man. He's a great writer. A lot of people don't know that Slide Hampton has 3 Grammys.
Wow.
And for writing and arranging jazz. And besides being one of the master trombonists of the day, he's also one of the greatest writers we have.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. You know, when you think of trombone or any other instrument for that matter, there are cats who came first, you know, like your Curtis Fullers and your J.J. Johnson. And then there are those who represent the newer era of creativity. And in that category, man, Steve Turay is the top of the list, man.
Well, there's more coming up. I'm somewhere in the middle now, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting to be one of the elders almost, you know, and but even, I mean, the towering figure on the trombone is J.J.
Yeah.
J.J. did for the trombone what Charlie Parker did for the sax, and there's not even any debate about it. He set the level, and yet nobody has surpassed that level. And all you can do is be inspired to try to achieve that level. Of course, you got to be yourself. I'm not talking about copying licks, but I'm talking about achieving that level. You know, Coltrane just was inspired by Bird. He used to play alto, and he ended up switching and played tenor.
Yeah.
But, you know, the trombone even goes back before that. There were some fantastic masters before J.J., but they played earlier styles.
Right.
But J.J., he just technically, harmonically, rhythmically, everything. He just took it to a new level on all fronts. And he has a sound as big and clear as any orchestral player. It's just the level he played on was off the hook.
Yeah, he's a wonderful player.
And then, you know, then came Curtis and Slide and Julian Priester and Frank Rossellino.
Right.
And then after that came my generation. Then there's another generation like Steve Davis and Frank Lacy and Del Phil.
Right.
Then there's a younger generation like Andre.
Yeah, there's all kind of different levels of Bone, man, you know, but in terms of being, you know, some of the most popular names in the music.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's those cats I mentioned, and you're right there in that middle era, and that's something. And I really don't know anybody else really in your era. I know them after you, and I know them before you.
Well, I got one for you, and I know you know him. You just probably didn't think of him as Robin Eubanks.
Oh, Robin, of course. I just interviewed Robin a couple weeks ago.
Yes, my buddy. We did a record together back, I think it was in 89. Yeah, called Dedication, and we dedicated it to JJ.
You know, I remember that record very well, man.
Yeah.
He had some good things to say about JJ, too.
Yeah.
You're listening to Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only Show with Gary Hamada. My name is Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. Hey, you know, it's hard to even begin to mention all the musicians, you know, you perform with, so many of our legendary icons, Art Blakey, Woody Shaw, Dizzy Gillespie, Horace Silver, Rahsaan, McCoy, Herbie, the list goes on forever. But each of these musical situations bring about different approaches to the music. What is your approach, and how have all of these experiences, especially the one with Woody, shaped your concepts?
That's deep, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's hard to just talk about that in a couple of minutes, but I'll say this, that I think the most formative period, there were several formative periods and different areas of formation. I started working with Rahsaan when I was 18, and he made me aware of the lineage and how important it is to know where you're coming from. And the fact that as far back as you can go will directly affect how far forward you can go. And you shouldn't have any holes in your armor, so to speak, your knowledge of the history of our music.
Right.
In other words, you got to be able to play the blues, or you can't play. Because a lot of these guys out here can't play no blues.
So they haven't had the blues in their life.
No. Well, they ain't feeling it, whatever, they deliberately don't want to. I don't know what it is, but I don't hear it. But anyway, then Art Blakey, playing with Art Blakey, was a profound lesson just in swing. I mean, when you play with Art, you got to swing, man. I mean, in the level that he was swinging on, wow.
Very high.
Ooh-wee, he put some fire up under you.
Yeah.
And then Woody was really the pinnacle of my formative years. And during my 4.5 years with Woody with a quintet is when I found my own voice, and he encouraged that, and you know, really helped me along that way. You know, because when you're first playing things that are your own, it doesn't sound like anything you've heard before, so you're not sure if you were goofing up or if you were just being yourself, because it's, you know, it's new to you too.
Sure, of course.
And he would say, "Yeah, Stevie, I never heard anyone play that. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. It's okay." I said, "Man, I felt like I was messing up." He said, No, go for it. You'll figure out what to do with it."
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and he was really wonderful in that regard. And then, of course, playing with Dizzy, that was another level. McCoy, that's Cedar Walton, and I've been blessed, I have to tell you.
Well, you've been blessed, and you've blessed us with some of those great sounds on the trombone, man. It's one of those instruments that's not all in your face. It's kind of cool and laid back, but it can also provide that cutting edge as well. I mean, I guess it depends on who's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And there's all kinds of approaches, even more so than, say, the sax or the trumpet, because of the slide.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with the sax and the trumpet, to change notes, you press the keys or press the vowels. And the valve articulates it for you.
Right.
But with the trombone, you have to articulate with your tongue and coordinate that with the motion of the slide. And there's different kinds of attack, and there's different kinds of articulation. And it's really personal. You know, it's very, two trombone players would articulate very different than two trumpet players. I mean, it's really relates to the person more.
Yeah.
And then there's players that are swingers and players that are harmonic players, and then there's players that just do tricks, you know. And you know, I mean, really, because you can do a lot of tricks with the trombone, with the slide, and you can, you know, play off the clown thing, and you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. I mean, it's got a lot of different voices.
You're listening to my man, Steve Turay, right here on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat on the Gary Hamada Show, for locals only. Well, you know, I heard about the story of the woman who sold seashells by the seashore, but you actually bought a few of those, man, and it looks like you were destined to do that, and you found this unique sound that's all your own, man. Tell us about the shells.
Well, I got to give Rassan credit for making me aware of the beautiful tone quality that a shell can produce. When I was working with him at the Both End Club in 1970.
Both End. I heard about that.
Yeah, it was on Divisadero Street in San Francisco. And, you know, Rassan, every time he'd come to town, he'd have some new sound to give to people. And one time he brought a gong and a shell. And, you know, Rassan was the chief, the king of circular breathing. And I'll say this publicly, that publicity stunt that they had a few years back of Kenny G holding the longest note for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah,
that was some bull, man. Yeah. You know, that was a publicity stunt. That wasn't fact. Rassan was the king of circular breathing.
The real deal.
Oh, man. And I remember one time, you know, when you're playing in a club, sometimes you never know who's going to come in there. Sometimes people come in and they get drunk and they start talking, and, you know, these people were drunk and talking. And so he picked up the shell and just held this one note. Ooh, but it was so pure. And he circular breathed and he just held it. And after a couple of minutes, it kind of, those people who were drunk, they quit talking and they were staring, and it got to them and they shut up and everybody clapped, you know. And just the sound of the shell was so peaceful. It just made everything calm. And the sound is what got to me. The tone quality, the vibration. So after the set, we're in the dressing room. I asked him, could I try? And he let me blow it. And I said, oh, man, I'm getting one. So I got one. And that was 1970.
Man.
And that's when I started just... And then I discovered that if you put your hand in it, you can change the pitch. And then I wanted to play music, but I still could only get so many notes out of one shell, so I realized I have to get different shells. Smaller shells give you higher pitches. The bigger shells give you lower pitches. And then I just connected the dots.
Well, that's beautiful, man. It's a natural part of the earth and creates a natural sound, and, you know, it creates a natural response.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, it was alive once.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you mentioned the Bay Area. Growing up in the Bay, how did you get so entrenched in the spirit of Afro-Cuban sound? I mean, there's so much life in the music, and, you know, you feel it, you dance to it, there's happiness, and there's all kind of spirit in Afro-Cuban music.
Yeah, well, I used to play with Escovedo Brothers.
Yeah.
Coming up, and, you know, that was my introduction. And they were modeled after the New York Afro-Cuban sound, you know, which was really Cuban.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were doing the real stuff. And they were one of the few bands out here at the time that was doing that. And someone recommended me, and I did some jobs with them, and that started the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And then also, I have to say that my mom and dad met at a Count Basie dance.
Wow.
I think it was on Treasure Island. And so indirectly, I'm here because of Count Basie.
You know, we used to dance to the music and make love to the music,
you know?
Man. It's all beautiful.
Yeah, and then so when I was little, they took me to see all the big bands. And I remember I saw Basie and Kent and all, but the one that really changed my life, and I have to tell you, I still remember it vividly, was in 57, and I had just started playing the trombone. I guess I was 9 years old, because I was born in 48. We went to the Oakland Auditorium and saw Duke Ellington with Ella Fitzgerald as the guest vocalist and Coleman Hawkins the guest soloist.
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember Clark Terry was in the band. He came out, took some solos. Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney. Britt Woodman was lead trombone. He had taken Lawrence Brown's place. And Britt went on to play on a couple of my records. I got to know him well. And it's funny how history comes around. And that hearing that band, something clicked in me. I said, man, I want to do that one day. You know, I mean, I got the bug. It just got to me, you know.
That's wonderful, man. You're listening to Steve Turay right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs, and it's on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, tell me about it. You're working on some projects of your own right now? You got something about to come out?
Well, I got one that just came out. It's a new release, and it's called Keep Searching. And it's on the High Note label with Stefan Harris on vibes. The main thrust of the album is quintet with piano, bass, drums, vibes, and trombone. And see, we have Xavier Davis on the piano, Dion Parson from St. Thomas on the drums.
All right.
And half the album is Gerald Cannon on bass, who's my regular bass player, but he's with McCoy now. And Peter Washington, who is also from the Bay Area, has been on many of my records.
Yeah.
And then on, see, three of the cuts, we have the wonderful Akua Dixon playing, well, it's not really a cello, it's a baritone violin. And it sounds in the same register as the cello, but it has a bigger sound and more presence. It articulates better.
Well, look, man, we can't wait to hear some stuff from that. I don't actually know if we have that album in the studio, but if we don't, we'll get it. Mr. Steve Turay, one of the great trombone players of all time. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I heard that they have some problems with the gorilla at the Brooklyn Zoo.
Oh, man. The poor thing. You know, I hope it, you know, finds a cure.
Yeah. Well done. Thanks so much. All right, Steve.
All right.
Leroy, Steve, thanks a lot, by the way. Yeah, thank you very much, Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs. If you want to go and to his website, it is www.thejazzcat.net. You can catch all these exclusive interviews on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, including some of the Grammy Award winners, and local, you know, just icons in the industry. Charles Lloyd, Ornette Coleman, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Carmen Lundy, just to name a few. I mean, they are numerous and insightful. Just like this past this interview right here today with Steve Turay. We'll be right back with more on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio. Show is for locals only. And it is Tuesday, March 6, 2007. And you're listening to caramelradio.com. That's even better. You're listening all around the world. We'll be right back with more. Stick around. Thank you. Stephon Harris on that Steve Terray's album Keep Searching, the title track Keep Searching, and Stefan Harris on Vibes in that cut. The title track, Akua Dixon and Xavier Davis, Gerald Cannon, Peter Washington, Dion Parson. I mean, what a great album. You can pick it up here right at the Jazz and Blues Company if you like. It's certainly a good buy.